Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and talk for a little while about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk about music. Joining me in the studio today is Haley Arnold. Welcome, Haley.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So what's going on at school?
School's been fun. You know, we're gearing up for finals season, so getting a little stressful there, but still a good time.
Show what you know kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it really is like that, you know, that Hail Mary right at the end. You're hoping it all goes well.
What's your major?
Oh, I'm majoring in neuroscience and cognitive science.
So tell me about your lab.
Our lab mainly is focused on children who have developmental language disorder. We go to different elementary schools at after-school programs, and we work with as many as we can get, really. Developmental language disorder is characterized by having problems with speaking. So that could be your articulation, your language. So that's the way you put sentences together, grammar, syntax, and different stuff like that. We're working and we're going to different preschools and after school programs, and we're testing kids to see, one, if they have developmental language disorder, and then also whether our tests are good at finding this out.
What are the tests like?
We try to make them like fun games. So it's almost like they're looking at picture books and we'll be like, tell me about this picture. Can you say that a different way? We try to just get them to talk and feel comfortable so that way we can write down what they're saying and look at it later.
And then what do you do with those results?
The kids that we're testing, we look at their language and we compare it to typical and see if they're below in any way. But a big thing to note with this disorder is their intelligence is completely normal. So we also give them nonverbal tests. That means without using language, that could be playing with shapes or pointing at pictures to assess to make sure that their intelligence levels are normal. Because this disorder just has problems with their speech and language, right? It's nothing to do with cognitive abilities.
So when you identify kids who have this disorder, what happens after that?
One really fun thing that they can do, and they can join Talk More Summer Camp. And this is where we get to give the kids therapy throughout the summer, as well as collect information for research. And they also get to learn about fun things. For instance, this last summer, the theme of our camp was Way Out West. We had a bunch of cowboys and learning about cactus and lots of different activities for them to do while they're receiving this different therapy. At the end, we want to see if the way our different sorts of therapy is actually working. No matter what, throughout the camp, they're receiving therapy. We want to try to see the best ways to improve our therapy. So we compare that at the end to make sure that we're actually improving therapy rather than just they're just generally getting better because they were working on their sounds all summer.
That sounds like it's really rewarding work.
I really enjoy doing research, but I especially like doing research where you really get to help the children you're working with while you're learning how to better help children in the future.
This developmental language disorder, how common is it?
So it's estimated that about 10% of kids have DLD. This could hurt them with how they're communicating, but also how they're receiving language and how they understand it. This can really hinder their ability to learn in a classroom.
What would you recommend if someone out there listening knows a kid and they suspect they might have DLD?
In public schools, you have what's called a speech-language pathologist, and a lot of times they'll take your kid out to practice their sounds, but it'd be good to communicate to them if you have concerns about your own child so that they can better help make a plan for your child to receive treatment while they're at school. There's a lot of free or very affordable resources for kids who have DLD.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
I actually want to go into school psychology. Even though I'm interested in the language aspect, I'm also very interested in more of the psychological aspect.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, the children are the future, right?
Right.
Do you ever listen to music?
I love listening to music. I listen to music all the time. I've been listening to an artist named No Name. She's like a rap artist, but she kind of will have some sort of jazz elements. I'd say it's a very like chill vibe to her music, but I really enjoy it.
I have heard of her. It's like one word, right?
Yeah, she's very fun. She's very woke, I would say. Like very fun, topical music to listen to.
It's good for us all to get woke.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.